You're listening to SBS News.
G'day from the SBS newsroom. In this bulletin, Victoria's Parliament passes a historic treaty with First Nations people. King Charles strips his brother Andrew of all his titles. And in cricket, Australia's women lose their World Champions title as India triumphs after a massive run chase. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Let's start off with Australian news, and Victoria's First Nations community is celebrating an historic milestone. Legislation to establish the first treaty in Australia's history passed through State Parliament on Thursday night. It's expected to enter force by end of the year with an official signing ceremony and royal assent from Victoria's Governor in the culmination of a whole decade of negotiations. The legislation establishes a permanent Aboriginal advisory and decision-making body, which will remain outside the state's constitution. Auntie Jill Gallagher is the CEO of the Victorian Community Controlled Health Organisation and served as the Treaty Advancement Commissioner in 2018. She says the hope the treaty offers is a powerful medicine.
But also having been empowered to be hold systems accountable. And that's what this treaty bill gives our people a voice to Parliament to say why we're not closing the gap, what are the challenges. It gives us some power to be in the tent in making the decisions and also monitoring whether we're actually doing what we said we're doing. And that's a powerful medicine in its own right, is that empowerment.
Liberal MPs are meeting in Canberra to discuss whether to dump net zero emission targets as energy policy continues to divide the party in the wake of its heavy election defeat. The hotly anticipated gathering of backbenchers and opposition energy spokesman Dan Tehan aims to clarify the party's approach, although no final decision is expected today. Conservatives like Andrew Hastie have advocated to abandon net zero, while moderates warn this would alienate voters in inner-city teal seats the Liberals want to win back. The party is conducting an election review, including on the net zero issue, and leader Susan Lee has set up a series of committees to allow members to air their views. Victorian Senator Jane Hume says today's meeting has been overhyped.
I want to say there's nothing to see here, and that's because there is nothing to see here. This is what a functional coalition looks like. It should be that we have all of our colleagues enabled to have their say. That's all it is.
Let's head overseas now, and the US President Donald Trump says he has agreed to reduce tariffs on China to 47%. In exchange, China is set to resume buying US soybeans, keep rare earths exports flowing, and crack down on the illicit trade of fentanyl. Mr. Trump's meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in the South Korean city of Busan marks the end of the US leader's whirlwind diplomatic visit to Asia, where he also discussed trade deals with Korea, Japan and Southeast Asian nations. The meeting, their first since 2019, lasted nearly 2 hours and focused largely on trade tensions. After leaving South Korea, Mr. Trump told reporters on Air Force One that he thought it was an amazing meeting. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Zhikun says Mr. Trump will visit China next year and has invited Mr. Xi to visit the US in 2026.
During the meeting, President Xi Jinping emphasized that the trade delegations of both countries exchanged in-depth views on important trade and economic issues and reached a consensus on resolving them. Both delegations should refine and finalize the follow-up work as soon as possible, uphold and implement the consensus that was reached.
Back overseas, and King Charles's younger brother Andrew has been stripped of his title of prince and asked to leave his home near Windsor Castle over his ties to the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The younger brother of Charles and second son of the late Queen Elizabeth, 65-year-old Andrew, has faced mounting pressure over the behaviour and ties to Epstein. Earlier this month, he was forced to stop using his title, Duke of York, and now he's been stripped of his titles. He will be known as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. A statement from Buckingham Palace says Andrew will be forced to surrender his Royal Lodge mansion on Windsor Estate and move to private accommodation. In other news, scientists say they've discovered a new species of dinosaur after debate for several years among paleontologists, with some believing it was just a teenage Tyrannosaurus. It has now been established that the Nanotyrannus was in fact its own distinct dinosaur, with several key anatomical differences to its more famous cousin. These include having more teeth and a crest in front of its eyes and the presence of a remnant third finger, unlike the two-finger Tyrannosaurus. Researchers examined several fossil specimens dating to about 67 million years ago to confirm the discovery. To sport and in cricket news, Australia's reign as world champions has ended after India pulled off the women's game's greatest run chase. India achieved a 5-wicket win in the one-day format, making 5 for 341 to surpass Australia's 338 all out. The home side was helped to victory by Jemina Rodriguez, who scored the innings of a lifetime with an impressive 127 not out after facing just 137 balls. With Australia now out, India and South Africa will face each other for the title in Mumbai this Sunday. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. That's SBS News.